At the tail end of 2008, 2 years of high milk prices dropped with a thud. Milk that once went for $20 a hundredweight is now worth half that during a time the country's in recession. However, Bruce Jones, an ag economist at UW-Madison, says most dairy producers are likely to survive better than three decades ago.
This is not the farm crisis of the 80s.
That period was characterized not only by recession and high fuel costs, but inflation and high interest rates. Jones says current farmers should be able to borrow money.
You know, we've had turmoil in the financial markets. The good news is that rural banks and the farm credit system have not gotten involved in subprime lending and all that mess that created some of the problems for the investment houses.
Most of Wisconsin's milk goes to make cheese. UW-Madison Emeritus Ag Professor Bob Kropp says cheese plants have not reached capacity yet from a supply of milk that increased along with prices.
We have added 2 billion pounds of milk in the last 3 years. And there's other time we were not building cheese plants, we're actually closing them down. So the question came up, if we keep on growing like this, and we hope we do, we got to start looking at cheese plants.
Kropp predicts milk prices could rebound somewhat by summer. As bad as things are for Wisconsin farmers, prices for milk are higher than in California, and most producers here grow their own feed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.